This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 269, four phrasal verbs to make your score into a solid 9. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, get four phrasal verbs that will push your score up higher than you ever imagined.
Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. I'm doing very well. I am just so stoked about camping. That's all I can think about right now.
Camping, me too. I'm going to be doing a lot of camping this summer, and it's fun, you know, waking up outside in nature. It's great.
Oh, it's lovely. You go to bed early, you wake up early, and it's just, I love all the extra tasks to do. Like, you have to go get your water. You have to like make the fire. And, you know, I like these extra tasks and the fact that all of the other home tasks are not, like, you can't do everything else. Like, you can seriously only do these, like, five things. You know, you don't have your computer. Hopefully, you turned off your phone. You don't have to, like, lock your door, sweep the floor, do the laundry. You know what I mean? It's just so simplified.
Yeah, that's funny. That's one thing I always notice when I go camping is that people spend a lot of time just like doing things, like doing those tasks. I always you know, it's fun to observe people in campsites, like in campgrounds. You just like drive past and you see what are people doing around their campsite.
Yeah.
And often they're just like they've got their heads in the back of the car doing something, but I don't know what they're doing. I mean, yeah, there are a few tasks, but it doesn't take all afternoon and all they're like doing something, like reaching into the back of the car. Like, what are you doing?
That's,
you
know?
Just stay relaxed. Goodness.
I know what you mean, though. Like, the last time I went camping with James and, I mean, I didn't bring that much stuff because it's just camping. It was like a night, you know, we ate everything out of cans. We had like canned chili, canned olives, canned soup. It's just very simple. Yeah. And then of course, s'mores. We had like five s'mores each. And you know, we went off into the forest to look for our sticks to put the marshmallows on. So contrast that with, I fit everything into my tiny little car for us with the dog, you know, that's all we needed. But then the family that was next to us had like this huge tarp to go over the picnic table and the special s'mores sticks from Walmart to like the metal collapsible whatever. And I don't know, like everything had like a thing and a, I know what you mean. They're like so busy and there's like so much stuff and you know, all the toys and stuff for their kids. And I'm just like, James, go find some shells on the beach to play with. You know what I mean? Like, just use what's around you.
It's ridiculous. It reminds me a little bit of like when you go skiing, like the beginner is always the one wearing like the North Face and the fancy stuff.
Yeah.
And then the expert is the one in jeans. I love that.
Totally. I know. Totally. Like after when it got warm and stuff, I remember snowboarding and like just shorts and, you know, like a soccer sweatshirt. And that's all you just like, seriously, you don't even need to change after school. Like I would get out of school in the morning and just go to the mountain. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's connect this back into IELTS, guys. Again, the motto of our course, simplify, practice, succeed. So if I'm going to use this camping metaphor, right? I feel like my preparation for camping is as simple as possible. And therefore, I was completely prepared, right? I had everything that I needed, but only what I needed and nothing else. So I didn't waste my time putting up five tents. I didn't waste my time getting out the s'mores gear, right? But so if you're preparing for IELTS like this, it's the same. Don't waste your time in books that are not written for native speakers, for example. I just talked to a student about that. Don't waste your time with on the forums like we talked about last time. Be efficient. Have a plan that is simple. Have strategies that are simple. If you ask a question to the site moderator on the forum, if you ask a question to your teacher, if you ask a question to your friend and you're not getting back strategies that you immediately understand, they're not going to help you. Like in our course, everything's boiled down to the three steps that you need. Okay. And if you don't immediately understand this strategy, then there's an issue there. I mean,
definitely.
Of course you need to practice it in order to really know how it works and everything, but still, you should still be able to look at the steps and right away be like, okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
Like I can remember that.
Yeah. It's like the analogy of the skier, the beginner skier who has all this gear, but they don't know how to use it. And it's ridiculous. Mm. It's just too much. They're getting weighed down by this ridiculous gear, but they don't know how to get down the hill. Right.
Exactly.
Which is the equivalent of passing the exam. Yes.
Exactly. So guys, you need to have a roadmap, have a study plan, and then make do with what you have. See how I segued into our topic today?
Yeah, I think that's an important, and I mean, we've talked about this a lot, and I think I get really passionate on this idea is that people are hiding. If they're focusing on details that don't matter, we're hiding from the exam because we're scared. Okay.
Uh-huh.
So just admit that to ourselves and get into a plan and a system that's going to get you to where you want to go. Like, be honest with yourself. Worrying about little grammar points that don't affect your score is a waste of time.
Exactly.
That's another example.
I just posted in our Facebook group about that last week. Yeah, exactly.
Oh.
And one of the strategies, one of the fun strategies, again, I should not be boring you guys. As a teacher of IELTS for so many years and in making our course, I tried to make it as motivating and interesting and fun as possible because I think you learn best when you're having fun. Right? So one of the coolest strategies that I have the most fun with is to make stuff up on the speaking and writing test. So if you can't think of an idea, if you don't actually have experience with this topic, make it up on the writing test. Make up some research. And that is super fun. But remember, guys, it's not enough just to be like, Stanford published a study in 1992 that said things were positive. Like, that's not enough. You still have to make up a specific detail, right? Yeah. You have to, So it has to be stronger than that. But so, we're talking about phrasal verbs today, guys, and we've mentioned a couple already. So the one I just said, make up, and that's just to create something new, create a new idea that is not true.
If you're ready to get a daily learning plan and strategies that actually work, you can get in today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. So before we go into these, Jessica, where would we want to use phrasal verbs on the test?
Yeah, so definitely on the speaking and the writing, both, you guys. Speaking more so, however, because we do look for more of a range, and some phrasal verbs can seem informal, so I wouldn't overuse them on the writing test. One or two on the writing in the essays, for sure, because you're showing your flexibility, and even though it is a formal essay, the examiner is still looking for your ability to use idiomatic native speaker language. And phrasal verbs are part of that idiomatic vocabulary group. So you should still use one or two in your essays. And this is a thing where, like, if you're studying for academic, if you have like an academic skills class, for example, they're going to tell you not to use phrasal verbs in your writing. And yeah, that's true in university because it's considered informal, right? You need to find a vocabulary word that is more formal and better than that. But IELTS is a special animal, guys. It's a quirky little beast of a test. So yes, on IELTS, do use one or two phrasal verbs in your writing. But
Yeah.
On the speaking test, all over the place, guys. This is the range the examiner's looking for. So as we're explaining these phrasal verbs today, guys, write them down. However, don't waste your time memorizing all 1, 2, 3, 4 of them, because that's going to be confusing and you're not going to use 4 phrasal verbs with make on the test. Instead, choose 1 or 2 that you are comfortable with, that you understand our examples and you could use yourself.
Yeah, it would be a little bit strange if you used all 4 of these in the same part of the speaking test.
I know, that'd be funny.
A little weird.
I don't know how that would happen. That would, yeah. Okay, so first, makeup. So that's creating new ideas, right? Playing pretend also. You're like making up a word, a world, which I love to do with James. Mm-hmm. And then
sci-fi.
The first one we mentioned was to make do with something. How would you put that into context, Lindsay?
Well, I would call that to survive, right? So to put into some kind of context, going back to the camping example, you know, you guys, you and James, you know, you wanted to have maybe a fancy dinner at the campsite, but you made do with just canned food. And that was fine. That was enough, right? That was enough to survive, to get by.
It was, so I think it was fantastic. It's not just enough. It was perfect. But but you know what? This is something I actually say a lot to James because, you know, little kids want... They just want stuff. They just want more toys, more chocolate, more whatever. Because their friend has the new Star Wars sweatshirt. Blah, blah, blah. Oh, so this is something I say to him all the time. Like, make do with what you have. Because honestly, you have so much stuff already.
Yeah.
Make do with what you have. So that means, like you said, survive, but just like not... I don't know. I wouldn't say it's as serious as surviving. That seems too heavy to me. I would, I would say, just exist. Just be okay with what you have. Cause that's what I'm essentially saying to James all the time. Like, you need to be fine with what you have already. And that's what this is. Yeah. Like, make do with what you have. And guys, if you're choosing this phrase to practice and memorize and use it in this whole sentence. Make do with what I have. That whole sentence you should memorize.
Yeah, I like that idea of learning that chunk. You know, don't learn this just as a phrasal verb itself, but learn it as a chunk, as a sentence with examples. And think of this camping example. I think it's a good one. You know, and think about, you know, what Jessica says, you know, to her son all the time, right? Make do with this. You can make do with the sweatshirts that you have. That's fine. Yeah, I love that.
It's a good philosophy to keep in mind as you go through your day. It helps you spend less money and just kind of be okay with stuff. That's what we're all kind of needing to practice, right? Being okay with stuff. Okay, so there's a couple more phrasal verbs here that are pretty specific. So this next one is make over. And I think this is more commonly used as a noun phrase, to be honest. Makeover. So a makeover, and it's funny, Lindsay and I were talking before we recorded, and we're like, we don't get makeovers. So we're not those type of girls. So a makeover, guys, is when you completely change your look. It's a very superficial thing, usually. Mm-hmm. I guess there could be spiritual makeovers, which would be more interesting to talk about. But usually it's like, you know, there's like reality shows on TV all the time where you see someone and they're like all sad looking with like, I don't know, horrible hair, bad clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And then they get a makeover and all of a sudden they have like the newest Gucci whatever and the makeup and the whatever.
I think there's a show called Celebrity Makeover. That sounds very familiar somehow.
Probably.
I'm pretty sure it is that exists out there. So the idea of just getting a transformation.
Yeah.
Or in terms of the face and the hair generally. Yeah. Sometimes also the clothes could be part of that makeover, but not something I'm into. I don't think you're into it either, Jessica.
No.
But some people are. No. And hey, that's fine.
But, you know, you don't have to use it just for your personal appearance, guys. For example, we talk about vision board sometimes, and I think I told you guys that I don't have just a vision board anymore. I have a vision wall now. There's a whole wall above my desk, and I like to give my vision wall a makeover once in a while, because or else I forget to look at it. So I rearrange the things that I really like take down the things that aren't important to me anymore. Replace them with, right now I'm really into quotes from my favorite books. So I have a whole bunch of quotes up there now from also from conversations that I've had. And so I'm quoting famous authors and I'm quoting personal friends on my wall now. But so guys, like, you can make over anything, really.
It sounds like your vision board has expanded to a wall, and will it expand to like a room eventually?
It
like
might.
All the walls in a room.
I'm going to run out of room if I keep putting quotes up. There's just,
vision house. It's,
I know, a whole vision house. That'd be awesome. Okay. So that's a makeover. And then the last one, make into. So that's to change something into something else.
Yeah. And on the other podcast, the All Ears English podcast, we talked about the phrasal verb to turn into, which is pretty similar.
Yeah.
To turn into and to make into. But to make something, someone into something, or make something into something is to transform it. Right, Jessica?
So it's a similar, yeah. I mean, it's connected to makeover, right? Like, you can kind of remember these as a group. But this is more of a physical change, like really like manipulating something, right? Like using your hands to change something into something else. Like, to take some clay and you make it into a vase, right? Or you make it into a bowl. Like, it's this sort of tangible, I think of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, well, I don't think it would always have to be tangible, right? I think you could be talking about, like, not necessarily what you talk about, like, making a business into a success. You could say that.
Oh,
right?
That's true. Yeah. And sort of like turning things to a positive, you know, like making your mind frame into a more positive mind frame or something. So, yeah, that's true. Yeah. I guess I do use it a lot like that, too.
Yeah. So just something becomes something else, right? So where would this possibly come up on the speaking test? Like, what kind of questions could we use that for?
I think if you're answering questions about your studies or school, like things that you've learned, you could say, this made me into a better person, right? So if you're talking about past experiences that you've learned from, I think this would be a great phrase. Like, this one conversation made me into a more positive person, or having this person in my life makes me into a relaxed person, I keep saying positive.
Confident.
Yeah.
More at home. Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean. So just this idea of transformation.
Yeah.
More so than just the physical look. Could be the way we change our minds about something, or just a kind of a, whole body transformation, body and mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Transformation.
So guys, like, write these down, listen to our examples a couple times, and put your own examples there. And again, if you can't think of a personal example for it right away, then don't bother. You don't have to use this one. You know, like, you only use the ones that you feel like you are easy for you to fit into your vocabulary.
Yeah, you got it. This is good. So guys, don't forget to drop these into your speaking test and the writing a little bit, as we talked about at the beginning. And the key is practicing, right? We want to make sure we've gone through a good solid course and a system. And then we've gone and we've practiced this as much as possible. And when you're in our course, you can come over and join the power hours. And you do have a chance to practice any of these phrasal verbs that you want to use with other students and with Jessica. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that's really the best time to take risks with vocab, right? Like, if you're not sure if you're using something correctly, then join a power hour and we could talk about it. And I could say, like, no, that's a perfect example. That's great. You should totally say that on the test. Because, of course, test day is not when you need to take risks, right? You should not take risks on test day. So instead, you need to experiment with this stuff before. And then, you know, going in, like, I got this. I know how to use this. I'm going to impress the examiner with this phrasal verb or this idiom because you're, like, sure about it.
Yeah, there's nothing like that feeling of walking into the test with confidence. That is just, that's just an amazing feeling, but we got to get there, guys, by putting in the work in a smart way. So, guys, to get into our course, go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. And then once you go through the writing and the speaking module, you will be eligible to join Power Hour. But if you're not in the course, you can't get into Power Hour. And that's because you need to know the strategies coming in. We don't want to waste your time, right?
Exactly.
We want to all be on the same page when we enter the Power Hour. So, awesome.
Awesome. Hope to see you guys there.
Yeah. Excellent. Jessica, thanks for hanging out. This has been good, and I hope we can make this day into an awesome one.
Oh, heck yeah. It already is. Okay. Have a good day.
All right. All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.